Blog Talk Radio.
Gentle shepherd, sing, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find the way. Gentle Lord, we thank you that to gather in Jesus' name is more than a little formula, but it's the reality of our lives. How can we meet otherwise than in your name when we are your people? And so, Lord God, let our hearts be still before you, that you may draw us still deeper into that great circle of life in you. Amen. Well, I'd like to read from Romans. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and I think down to 11. I appreciate what Paul said about this being a declaration. This whole book is a declaration. It's not really open for discussion. It is what it is. So hear this word of the Lord. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall also be united in his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self is crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. For death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. I believe the Bible just sets the tone for everything in its first four words. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. Today, people argue that point and say, well, it depends on how you understand God. God is God. That's that. And the truth of the Bible is that God is. And that throughout all of its pages, the declaration is that God is the Father, God is the Son, God is the Holy Spirit, God is God. Three distinct persons, yet totally one God. When Jesus was asked what is the most important commandment, he didn't really start with a commandment. He started with the introduction to commandments. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord. Then he goes on with, and you shall love the Lord. How? When you think of it. Or if it's convenient. Or on Sundays. But being an Old Testament, it's probably on Saturdays. No, it says with your whole spirit, soul, body, the whole lot of us. The whole. I feel like I'm sort of a kindergarten teacher drilling on being whole. Well, we've got to be whole. Either we have a whole heart or we have a divided heart. And you remember that we've spoken on this before, and that one is not a number, but one is something that's complete and whole. The Hebrew word echad means one. God is one. If we would just take the simple words of the Bible and believe them as they are, we would avoid so much haranguing. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you all know the questions that come up. Well, how can God be one and how can he be three? And we try to figure it out with these little heads of ours. How can you figure out the great God of the universe with your little head? Or even all our little heads joined together? It is an issue of faith, isn't it? The beginning of the Bible says, God is. And in the end, God still is. And he's been God all the way through. And he never will be anything other than God. Someone has said that in the beginning God created man in his own image, and shortly after man returned the compliment. And so we have all kinds of gods that are made in our image. That's totally backwards. It's we are in his image. So rather than saying God is like us, we need to declare we are like God. So, God being one, and yet we declare with the Word of God that He is Father, Son, and Spirit. I guess we could say that it like this, that God is the divine, the holy, the heavenly community. That's who God is. He is that community. And this God, well, listen to what Jesus says throughout the Gospels. Especially read John. Sit down and read John. And listen to all the things that Jesus has to say about God, about the Father. 141 times in the Gospel of John, Jesus mentions the Father. Pretty important concept. Well, no, that's not true. It's an all-important concept. And Jesus declared that He and the Father are one. Are one. And His prayer is for us that we be one as He and the Father are one. And so this God, who lives in love and in glory, has called us into that community with Him. Theologians have used historically a word, perichoresis, which is simply means a perfectly choreographed unity. Or another word that has been used through the centuries, a choreographed dance. When I read the scriptures, I discover that God loves His life and has created us to be a part of that life. That's why Jesus informs us that He came that we might have life and have it in all its abundance.